path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
All right, I'm Laszlo. Julia's back.
Yay.
Yay, Julia.
How are you?
Sleepy, but good. How are you?
Good.
Laszlo, I like your little glasses.
Aw, thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's your first time seeing the new new glasses.
Oh, those are new?
Well, I've had them, but I don't wear them.
Yeah, you just started wearing them this week, so.
Yeah.
He's been having a bit of a hypochondriac episode.
What did I miss?
Oh. Nothing really. Well, you missed that.
Well, did it
We don't have contracts.
Like,
right.
Well, right. I know that's what I missed. Trust me, I've been screamed at a lot at the internet for working. But I mean, did you have another health scare where you texted and you got ignored?
No, he's totally fine. Without giving too much away, he had a regular doctor's appointment. And in that regular doctor's appointment, he learned about something that he doesn't have, okay? But it's something that the doctor brought up, and then the doctor gives, like, you know, I don't even know actually if the doctor gave the side effects of this thing, but Laszlo may have looked them up, or maybe the doctor looked them up.
Of course.
And the next day, Laszlo says, oh my God, I've got this thing. And I'm like, how do you know? He's like, I can't see.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think, doesn't that seem a little coincidental that the doctor was talking about that yesterday?
Anyway, I'm fine.
Say you don't have it? So
I'm
that's
fine.
How.
And I think the glasses look good. What do you think?
They look great. Look it's great to see you back in glasses, cracking a hard boiled egg.
Thank you.
Yes. And how is your, you were at Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
I had fun. It was a good time. I'm very tired, but everything went well.
Who is your favorite artist?
Metallica.
I saw Metallica. They were great. But I'm not going to lie. I like Dua Lipa and J. Cole. So that was it was fun seeing them.
Yeah, tough to beat the two of them.
And Glass Animals were good, too.
Okay,
Glass Animals, one of my favorites.
Yep.
For sure.
There you go.
Laszlo, would you stay for Metallica if you were at Lollapalooza? And let's say there were some friends of yours there that you really enjoyed spending time with, but you could leave and catch an earlier flight to get home.
Gone.
Okay.
I'm gone.
Okay. No staying for Metallica.
I don't hate Metallica, but I ain't staying.
Okay. All right. I was just curious.
I mean, maybe I hate them. I don't know, but.
The whole, like, Metallica, you know, is the new. So the first part of the season of Stranger Things, it was all about Kate Bush, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they said the second half, oh, it's all about Metallica. And I just thought the difference
in
is...
In the new season?
Yeah, in the new season.
Mm.
And I just thought the difference is that Metallica song has continued to be on the radio, right? I mean...
Well, I saw Kate Bush open for Metallica, so it was awesome.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow,
that's one of those shows
Stranger
you hear
Things
about.
Stranger Things Live.
Stranger Things Live, yeah.
A long time ago.
Went and saw the
Stranger 80s were crazy, kids.
It seems like they must have been. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that those two played... Who headlined?
Oh, Kate Bush, of
okay,
course.
Okay, good. That makes me feel
Metallica
a little bit
Metallica didn't
better.
Want to play after her.
Right, no. Who would?
Right. You don't want to closing with Babushka.
No. And then you got
to
come out there.
Trying to come in with Inner Sandman.
Act
that
tough.
That ain't going to work, boy.
Acting tough about dying.
They've
or
always been
yeah.
well managed,
yeah,
for
that's,
sure.
Yeah, that's what makes a successful band, I'll tell you that. Well, Laszlo?
My key card worked.
Well, yeah, our key card worked, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're here. Mm-hmm. Any other news?
Mm-hmm. No.
No. I got
not
nothing.
Really.
Yeah.
The mayor tweeted.
Yeah, the mayor
it was
tweeted.
Nice. The mayor of Kansas City. Was
that
like,
was
yeah,
really
what's
cool.
Up? Yeah.
I'm not even in Kansas City, and I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I started like I got the suspicion. I was also like 90 minutes into an edible when that happened, and I was like, wait a second. And I thought, who did this? Who talked to the mayor?
Mm-hmm.
So then I started asking, and I guess it was just the mayor. Just the mayor decided to tweet
he was
something.
Listening. He's like, yo, what's up?
Yeah, he just said in other news, what's up with Church of Laszlo?
Right.
So
I love the mayor.
Yeah, yeah. He's been on the show many times, and you know, friend
good
by
guy.
Proxy, I would say, right?
Yeah, he's good friends. Grew up with Nick Wright.
Yes, exactly. They went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was the one that was able to settle that bet about whether or not Nick used to be able
he said
to dunk
no
a
way
basketball.
He dunked.
Yeah,
no way.
For people who don't know, Nick Wright claims in high school he could dunk a basketball.
I never thought he could dunk.
No.
No, I don't think anyone did. I'm not.
I don't think he can jump.
It's like the moon landing thing. I don't know if Nick believes. Do you think? Is Nick being serious? Do you think Nick believes that he used to dunk?
I think Nick has told that lie so long.
He believes it, right?
Yeah. He can remember it in his head when he did it. But it's not true because he's described that so many times.
That's exactly what I think. It's who knows the first time he told it, but it's been told so many times now.
Yes.
And he's had to defend it so vehemently that now it's just totally real.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
All right, we're going to have a good show today?
Absolutely. I've been telling that lie for 20 years.
I mean,
so long that I believe it.
Tomorrow would be the day, right?
Yeah, tomorrow would be a good day to...
That's the day we are officially?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The end of the old contract.
Well, there you go.
Which, I know we said this before, but...
Live for the day, baby.
This time we mean it. We actually checked the contract this time. And, Lazo, by the way, I thought what you said yesterday didn't make sense.
I thought it was the 1st of August, because I would ask people, like, when's my contract up?
Beginning of August.
And they're looking at it and say, the 1st of August.
Right.
So I actually thought it was August 1st.
Right. And I just
they're like, no, the 1st of August, like the first week of August. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually August 3rd.
I mean, we left on Friday thinking that we were out of contract, 100%. And it wasn't until I was like, I'll just take a look and see.
And you texted me.
Yeah.
And you said, mine's not up until August 3rd.
Yeah. So
I was like,
So, what's today? The 2nd? We got one more day. What are we sweating? We got a bright, shiny future in front of us, Laszlo. Two days.
Sure.
That's more than you ever could ask for.
Start a Twitch channel or something.
Yeah. Who here knows how to start a Twitch channel?
The kids love it.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do. We could play games. don't we play games
together? Your wife got rich doing that.
I know she did. Don't remind me.
The Church of Laszlo.